You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Mom life. We're surrounded with the message that it's the tired life, the no time for myself life, the hard life. And while it is hard and full of lots of servitude, the idea that motherhood means a joyless life is something I'm passionate about putting a stop to. I'm on a mission to help you stop counting down the minutes till bedtime. At least most days. I want you to stop cleaning up after your kid's childhood and start being present for it. Start enjoying it. I believe in John 10:10 that we are called to abundant life, and I know mothers are not excluded from that promise. Join me in conversations about simplicity, minimalism, and lots of other good stuff that leads to a life of less for the sake of enjoying more in your motherhood. I'm Ali Casaza, and this is The Purpose Show. Hey friends, welcome to The Purpose Show. This is episode 4, and in this episode, I want to talk to you guys about positive words for your kids. So speaking life over your kids and kind of what that looks like, how we do that in our house and how it's impacted us. I could probably talk all day about the effects of words in my life. I remember as a child and now being an adult, kind of looking back and realizing really how special this was. But I just remember being a child and almost just like having this relationship with words. I was like drawn to words. I loved writing out stories. I loved making up stories. I loved taking classic stories like fairy tales and writing my own versions of them. I just was drawn to words and writing and stories and reading. And it's always just been a really powerful passion in my life. And I am I'm a really like blunt, passionate person. Whatever I feel is 100%. I'm 100% angry, 100% happy, 100% bitter, like whatever it is. It's typically a very strong version of that emotion. There's really not a lot of like in between with me. And words are something that I'm typically good at. So when I have a lot of 100% anger, my words can be incredibly cutting. And I have this knack for knowing exactly what to say. And so when that is coupled with anger or bitterness or resentment or hurt, the words just like slice. And this has been one of the biggest struggles in my marriage, and also my motherhood and friendships and other relationships, but especially my marriage, because those of us who have been married or are married know it's just a very, whatever your flaws are in your marriage, those are going to come out and be magnified by like 1,000%, right? So that is kind of one of my biggest struggles is my words. And it's also one of my biggest gifts. So, which I think that kind of goes for a lot of things. If you have something that's just like a crazy gift, it's also going to be a crazy weakness sometimes because there's good and bad and pros and cons to everything that we have and do, I think. And so I've also been able to use words in very positive ways. And I kind of just have this thing where sometimes when I'm talking to somebody, the right words or the right thing to say just kind of comes out of me. And I don't really know what that is or, you know, exactly what it means, but it's just been something that I've noticed. And so in my life, I've seen words really shape my circumstances for better or for worse. I've talked a little bit about money and me and Brian's money story, which we'll get into more for sure this year. But I've talked a little bit about that and just sort of how the story that we were telling ourselves about our money situation was really keeping us in that same place. And when we started to tell ourselves a different story and say out loud, like speak what we wanted into existence before it existed, then it existed. And, you know, I'm sure you guys kind of know I'm a Christian. And so I believe that we were made by God in His image and He spoke the universe into existence. And if we're made in His image, I believe that we have power in our words too, but He gave us a lot of power and a lot of control. There's power in saying His name. I really, really believe in the power of words. So having given you that kind of background, do what you will with that. Stop listening if you want, whatever works for you. But kind of having given you that background, I just want you to understand how much I believe in the power of words. I've seen it in my life. I've seen it change my life. I've seen it change my circumstances around 100%. I've seen it change the way my kids start to act. I've seen it help me overcome overcome difficulties. I've seen it transform my marriage. I think prayer is obviously a huge part of that. When I'm praying, I am speaking. So the power of speaking words to my Creator is huge, but also just the being careful with the words you let come out of your mouth. Studies, you know, science shows us that words are powerful. The words that you say to people have an effect on them, deeply have an effect on them. The words you say about other people have an effect on you and how you feel about them. So if you're constantly complaining about your husband, you're just solidifying those feelings in yourself. And if you say those things to him, you're solidifying that in him. And I've really found this beautiful, like, magic, I feel like, in feeling something, having a problem with something or someone, and saying the opposite, like calling out, giving attention and words to the opposite in them or in the circumstance, and then seeing the opposite bloom and actually begin to exist. So for example, if your husband is lazy, you feel that he's very lazy and it really bothers you, going from nagging about that, like, you're just so lazy. I don't understand how you can be so lazy. I don't get it. I don't understand it. You know, I could never be like that. How could you be so lazy? Instead of doing that and switching it to focusing on something, even if it's the smallest bit of truth, like, you know, let's say he gets up and he's getting dressed for work. It's a normal thing that he does every day, and he's ready for work and he's about to leave the house. Saying something like, "My gosh, I love when you like get up and you get all dressed and you're just so handsome." Or let's say that he throws something away in the trash can instead of setting it on the counter. "Oh, thank you for putting that in the trash can. That's one less thing that I have to throw away later. I really appreciate that." Little things, even if they seem silly, you're noticing the positive. You're speaking words to the positive, and then that will start to change, and then you'll find more things to be positive about. Saying things like, "I just love how hard you work. I love when you help me with the housework. Thank you so much for throwing that away. Thank you so much for cleaning up the coffee grounds that spilled. That really, really helped me." Just thanking, gratitude, positive words, positive noticing, not just like ignoring the positive and focusing on the negative. You will start to see your husband transform to this very unlazy person. It's amazing. I promise it works. It might take a little more time for some than others, but it works. And our words have so much power. So I want to, like, kind of giving you that background, I want to talk about how this applies to our kids and give you a very small example in my life of how I've seen this transform my children, specifically one child. So I don't always share which child I'm talking about when I give examples and when I share stories from my life, just because when they grow up, I want to make sure that there's nothing that has been shared publicly, that there's no like record of embarrassing pictures or things that would be humiliating to them or that they would be upset that I shared. So with this one, I am going to go ahead and share which child I'm talking about, because I don't think that it's, you know, it falls into that category. So it's always easier for me when I can just say the person's name. So my son, Leland, a lot of people get confused between which kid is who, because I have 1,000 of them. So Leland is my oldest son. Okay. So at the time of this recording, he is 6. Actually, at the time that you're listening to this, tomorrow will be his birthday. So he's 6, about to turn 7. And, when he was a toddler, when he was like right around the age of 2, I would say maybe closer to 3, all the way till like age 4, he was incredibly difficult. He was a difficult baby too, but he was a very, 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 very difficult toddler. I do not like it when people use the term strong-willed in a negative way. I hope all my children are strong-willed. I think it's a great quality. I think it's the mark of a leader. So I'm not going to say that. But if I was a normal person and I was using it how everyone else uses it, that's the word that I would use. He was incredibly defiant. He fought me on everything. He was the child that had me like locking myself in the bathroom, sitting down and just sobbing on a regular basis. Like, what am I going to do with this kid? How do I raise him? How do you respond to this just uproar, pushback on every single little thing? We don't allow like disrespect in our house. We don't allow our children to like push us around like I see some parents doing. So I don't want to give the wrong impression of our home, but no matter what you do, you know when a child is just extra difficult for you. And that's how it was for me. It was just very, very difficult. And there was times where I just wasn't sure what I was supposed to do. And this kid kept me at the feet of Jesus, just like, please help me know what to do. If I was reading a parenting book, it was because I was trying to figure out what to do with Leland. If I was, you know, praying, it was likely because I was praying about what to do with Leland. He is born to lead. Now that he's six, almost seven, I can see clearly why he was that way. So if you're listening to this and you currently have a toddler who fits this description, I just want to encourage you. Your child is likely born to lead and change the world and be overseeing a large group of people, which is why they have to be so strong. Okay. So there's hope for you, I promise. But having said that, I was really struggling and I started to notice, like, I would say things to other people and, you know, I have a sense of humor. Like I said before, I'm really blunt. And so when I'm in a close relationship with somebody, I'll like make really sarcastic jokes. I obviously don't mean them, but I'll like kind of like humorously say things like, well, this is just the worst. Or like, I'd rather shoot myself in the foot than eat that food or whatever. Like, I tend to give like really extreme examples of things just because it's my personality. It fits who I am. And so I started noticing that I was doing that and saying things really negatively about my son, about, you know, how he was acting, about how being his mom made me feel in a very negative way. It was just so difficult. And I was exhausted and sleep deprived because I had had another baby. And while he was in this period of time, I had a miscarriage. Like, I couldn't catch a break with this kid. No matter what was going on, no matter if I was losing a pregnancy, I hadn't slept in 2 days because of baby Hudson at the time, whatever was going on, it didn't matter. He gave me a run for my money and it was relentless. So I would, you know, complain to friends or they would ask, you know, hey, how are things going with Leland? And I would like tell them, you know, in a very sarcastic, negative way, almost maybe making jokes or something, usually like, this is not going well. And I kept doing that. And I would tell Brian at the end of every day when he came home from work, this is so hard. He's so difficult. I don't know why he's so awful. I don't know what to do. And just very negative. And nothing was changing. And then I don't even remember. I wish I could tell you like, oh, I read this book or, oh, I was having, you know, prayer time and this hit me. I don't know what happened or what it was because that time of my life was just a freaking blur. But I remember having a realization of what if you stopped solidifying this behavior, this season with your words and maybe instead started like speaking positive things over him. And then I kind of like, I think I remember doing some Googling, doing some research, and I found this idea of speaking blessings over your children. And so I started doing this for all my kids. Like, I didn't just do this for Leland, but I'm focusing on Leland because I want to tell you this story. Hey friends, it's Allie. Have you heard of the Supermom Vault yet? The Supermom Vault is a library of inspiration that I created for you. It holds replays of my very best online workshops that aren't available anywhere else, tons of really actionable PDFs that are downloadable with just one click, more than 20 audio and video trainings from me, and professionally designed printables for your home to keep you focused and inspired. The Supermom Vault is only $39, and it's available at AllieCasaza.com/all courses. So check it out. It's a really good, simple start. If you want more inspiration than just the podcast, you wish there were more episodes, you want to get more details, you want video, you want PDFs, you want to download things and kind of get your hands on something to really get you started when it comes to minimalism and simplifying your motherhood, this is definitely the place to go. So AllieCasaza.com/all courses and check it out. So with Leland, I started doing this thing where I would pull scripture. I would pull positive words and I started just speaking it over him. And it was really awkward at first. Like, really, he even thought he was like 2 or 3. I think he was probably more like 3 or 4, well, maybe closer to 4 at this time, because that's about the time that it started to clear up. So yeah, probably like 3, closer to 4. He even looked at me like, what the heck, mom? Like, what are you even doing? But I started to just like say things to him. Or like over him, talking at him while I was doing something else. I'd be doing the dishes and I would just say, you know, for lack of a better example, you know, Leland, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Leland, you have a big purpose. You were born for a reason. You know, Leland, I boldly claim that you have a hunger for God and the things of God. You love God's word. You have a relationship with God. Your hearts are turned toward good things. Things like that. And it was very awkward. I was always kind of scrambling for what to say next. I really had a hard time with the timing of doing this. It just felt really forced and weird and awkward. And I also have to say that I didn't even really believe these things. He's a 3-year-old. He does not really have a relationship with God. He's also freaking the heck out. The last thing I want to do right now is say these things over him. Like, it's not even true. Like, what the heck? This is weird. So personally, I figured out that when I did this in the car, it was a lot easier and a lot less awkward. I would kind of like get the kids all packed up in their car seats and sit in the driveway before I drove away and just kind of look over this list that I was accumulating in my phone of like blessings and scripture and positive words. And like pick a few and I started to kind of memorize a few of them after saying them so many times. And then I'd drive away. And as we were driving, I would just start to say them. You know, you are made for a purpose. You are called to great things. You are a strong leader. And again, I'm doing this over all of my kids. But again, I'm just focusing on the Leland part because that's the point of the story. And I saw changes in all of my kids. But with Leland, he became a different child. I kid you not. He very quickly, I mean, I think it was quickly, it was over the course of a few months, he became a different person. The tantrums and the freakouts, they started to slow and eventually just stopped almost completely. And I say almost completely because he's still a human being, he's still a normal kid, but it worked. My words changed. My story to him and about him changed. It changed my heart first, and then it changed his. And it also opened the door to conversations. And as Leland got older, as he went into his fourth and fifth year, it opened the door to conversations with him about God, and we would pray together, and he felt more open to me because I wasn't yelling or nagging or being negative to him all the time. I was being positive and affirming him and basically just speaking the living word over him on a regular basis every day. And that it changed everything. I think it is, no matter who you are, if the way I described myself and my weaknesses with words and emotions totally resonates with you, or if you're like, wow, she sounds like a psycho B word, I do not relate to that at all. It doesn't really matter. I think the point is that it is so easy to let the little frustrations of day-to-day life bring negative words and thoughts out of us and into our kids. And even if words aren't a weakness for you and you kind of hold it together there, there are so many other things that come into play that make our kids feel more like burdens and less like they're loved and wanted. You know, your body language, sighing, your facial expressions. And I think what it came down to for Leland is that he felt like a burden, like he wasn't listened to, like he wasn't understood, like he didn't belong. He felt like a burden. And when I changed the words that I spoke over him and to him, and when he wasn't there, I did this too to myself. I would pray out loud and just positive, positive, positive. If I had a negative thought, I would take it captive and throw it away. No, we're not going there. This is my child. I was chosen out of every mother in the entirety of this world who has ever lived in any generation, in any year, to be this boy's mother. It is not my job to let negative thoughts come in. It is not my job to give in to that and to let negative words come out of my mouth to my baby boy. I will choose to speak life. I will take my thoughts captive. I will choose light and hope and joy and purpose and intentionality for this child. And I will speak those things over him and to him and in myself for him, because that is my job. And I got real serious about it, and everything changed. We have the power as mothers to intentionally use our words to make a difference for better or for worse. And that choice is ours. Speaking life over our babies and loving them in that way in the midst of life's busyness, I think, is one of the best gifts we could ever give them. One of the most important things we could ever do for them. And I mean, guys, the struggle is real. As I'm even saying this and recording this episode, I'm just re-passionate about this and fired up. And man, I haven't been doing this enough lately. Just get back to it. So we're all in this together. And it is, you know, it's hard. It's something that it's a habit we got to grow and cultivate and be reminded of again and again, and again, just like anything else. But let this message seep in. Whether or not you have a difficult child, the words we say about, into, and over our children matter. Why wouldn't we get intentional with that, right? So let's go over kind of like a how-to before we wrap this up. What do you even say? I encourage you, go and look it up, get some ideas. I'm including a list of positive words and phrases and affirmations to say over your kids. If you want to do blessings in scripture, just Google it. Google blessings in scripture to speak over your kids. A bunch of ideas will come up. Pick your favorite ones, write them down. I've got a journal full of them and I just go and I reference that on a regular basis. I've got a note in my phone of some of my favorite, like my top 20 that I'll just look up real quick before we drive and just turn the music off, you know, and just do that while we drive. Driving is a great time for this. Also while you're cooking, I don't know about you guys, but when I'm cooking, my family suddenly swarms and wants to be near me. And it's funny because like the one time a day that I'm done and I want them to get away from me. So instead of giving into that, I'll pull my notes app out on my phone and just look over a few of my blessings. And usually I've got, you know, like I said, kind of got them memorized at this point. And I'll just, you know, put some worship music on, let them sit at the island while I cook and just do this and talk to them about their day. And, you know, it doesn't have to be awkward or weird. So let's say that Bella shares with me something that's difficult that's going on with her at school. You know, I might say, you know, how can I speak blessings over her in the light of this difficulty? And I'll do that. So it can feel really awkward at first and you got to kind of find your place with it, but it won't be like that forever, I promise. If the more you do it, the more natural it becomes. And my kids are used to it now. If I were to walk in and just start saying positive words over them, they, you know, they always kind of smile and they know what I'm doing. And it comforts them. It can also be a great bedtime ritual, a great on the way to school ritual. So find your placement for it and run with it. But here's what you can say. The first thing you can do is positive affirmations. So here's some examples. I'm proud to be your parent. You have such a servant's heart. You are so kind. Wow, you're brave. You are chosen. Okay. Another thing you can do is saying empowering words, things that empower your kids to do a certain thing or be a certain way. So things like you can make good choices. You can say yes and you can say no. See how that's empowering? You're kind of letting them know like, hey, you're your own person. You can say yes when you want to say yes. You can say no when you want to say no. You can make good decisions. I think that empowers them to be strong and courageous, to be their own person, to have solid boundaries, you know, to seek God, to make decisions for themselves, because we're raising the next generation, okay? So we want to empower them to be good people and to go and do that and live their lives. And then, of course, you can do blessings in scripture. So again, you know, another example would be, you know, saying things like, I boldly confess that my children hunger for God and the things of God. They love his word. My children love to talk to God. My children have hearts turned towards good things and the things of God. My children have hearts turned toward his kingdom. My children have a purpose to further God's kingdom in this lifetime. They are the future world changers and shapers. Things like that. It just gets your heart right. And it's really neat for them to hear you pray these things over them. So those are some examples. Again, I have included a content upgrade for you guys, which you can find. I will just go to the show notes for this podcast episode and you can find it. So just go to alikasaza.com/show notes and you can find the show notes for this episode and download that. It's just a list of positive affirmations and positive phrases for moms. It's very neutral. If you want more faith-based, I encourage you to Google that, look it up. But I just want to encourage you guys, your words matter. Whether or not you realize that they matter. So as you're going right now, just the way you're talking to your kids, whether that's positive or negative or kind of neutral, it matters. So we might as well get intentional about this and be purposeful in the way we're phrasing things, the way we're talking to them, the way our tone sounds, okay? So let's do it, right? Let's be encouraged and make this change. Let's use our power as mothers for a positive in a positive way for our kids' sake. Your words matter so much, mamas. That's what I want you to leave with. Your words matter so, so much. Don't let the little frustrations of day-to-day life bring those negative words out and give that power in your family. This was an episode of The Purpose Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're ready to up-level and really take action on the things I talk about on my show, head to alikasaza.com for free downloads, courses, classes, and to learn more about what the next step might look like for you. I'm always rooting for you. See you next time.